وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human being. And in the previous episodes, we started studying and covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei throughout his life, pertaining to life story and biographies of the Prophet of Islam and great leaders of Islam from his pure progeny, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, in the previous episode, we talked about how there are three main levels in building a society. And when we consider the process of building a community by the Prophet of Islam in Medina, we talked about the founding level, which is how the Prophet of Islam migrated to Medina and how it started having a mosque, a center, masjid for the community, and how he taught people, his followers, how he created an umbrella under which even non-Muslims could have rights and privileges in Medina, which was the constitution of Medina. Now I want to talk a little bit about the second level, which is protection. You have to protect the community that you have built from external threats. And we should talk a little bit about the threats that were there at that time. So one threat, obviously, was the main enemies of Muslims who were pagans of Mecca. But then there are other threats as well. This one, which might look like minimal, but they had great effect in different levels, are the semi-barbaric tribes living in the deserts of Medina. So, you know, at that time, Arabian Peninsula, there was no civilization. It was not controlled from, there was no central government. There was no central rule that would take people under a unified control. So there were some tribes living in a way like bandits. They would take benefit, or they were opportunists, attacking other tribes, taking the positions from them, and there was no consequence. It was just all based on the rule of jungle. If you have more power, if you had more fighters, you could get the positions. Even the members of other tribes, like the women and children, and you would enslave them. So it was pretty much a very chaotic way of living, especially when it came to the deserts. So if you had a powerful tribe, like for example Quraysh, yes, they would respect you and they would be afraid to attack you. But if you were not in such a position, they would allow themselves to time and again come and take something from you, and you had no other choice but to defend yourself. Now talking about the situation and context in which the Prophet ﷺ had started his society and community in Medina, not only that these people are not affiliated with Quraysh anymore, and these scattered barbaric tribes, Bedouin tribes, would see it a good opportunity to take benefit, to take advantage of this situation. Not only it's like that, but also, in fact, the Quraysh, the pagans of Mecca, would encourage these barbaric tribes to attack Muslims. See? So the situation would be very difficult for the Prophet to protect his community from the attacks of these tribes. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how these people, these tribes around Medina, would pose a threat to the young Muslim community in Medina. And because not only the Medina society was no longer an affiliate to Quraysh, the powerful tribe in Mecca, but also, and in fact, as a matter of fact, Quraysh tribe would encourage these Bedouin tribes to attack Muslims and to take advantage of this situation. Prophet had to be careful about these tribes and to protect his community from these people. So this was one threat that would threaten the young Muslim community in Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ took different measures against these tribes. For some of them who could have reasoned with, the Prophet went and made peace treaties with them. And that peace treaty was not based on Islam. Like, he did not say you have to become Muslims. No, he said that we have a security pact, and these are the pagans and infidels, not even Ahl al-Kitab, who were in treaty with Muslims, in peace treaty with Muslims. And it was kind of alliance, security alliance that the Prophet made with those whom he could trust. But some of them, no. They were so much away from this situation and that you could not trust them at all. And they would not be willing to make any peace treaty. They wanted to follow to secure their interests always through wars and bloodshed. And there is the place for some of these Sariya in Islamic history. It's called Sariya, it means military expeditions or preemptive strikes that the Prophet made against these people. He would not participate in these military expeditions themselves because himself, but because the wars that the Prophet participates himself are called ghazawat, ghazwa. But Sariya means those people who send in order to defend Medina from the attack of these tribes. So many of these things or the Saraya that we hear in Islamic or we read in Islamic history are in order to secure Medina from these tribes, some of them were provoked by the pagans of Mecca. And yes, it was the last resort, the last means that the Prophet had in order to stop them from harming the early and young Medina community. And then, obviously, you have Meccans, the Quraysh, the pagans in Mecca, who wanted to take revenge of why Muhammad ﷺ has taken some of the members of our city with himself, Why is he questioning the very foundation of our pride, which is the worshipping of idols? And they would see the religion of Islam as a threat to their position, to their wealth, to their superiority in the region. And they wanted to do anything possible to stop this new religion. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to come back and cover this part of the life story of Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.